T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Happy Good Friday out to all of you out there. And hopefully you've got your plans all set for the weekend. Maybe you're diving for cash like Kim St. Ange is going to get to do this weekend, which we're all jealous about.
I'm pumped.
An adult Easter egg hunt. I think maybe I've heard of that as a fundraiser for some organization in years past. But that's a fantastic idea.
I think it's a brilliant idea because they're going to have an Easter egg hunt for all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then the adults get to have their own Easter egg hunt.
They're trying to keep you engaged, right? They're trying to keep the adults engaged. That's why.
I think so.
Keep you from hitting the bottle too soon.
The question is, how competitive will it get when we're searching for cash?
How many adults will be involved in this?
I'm trying to count. Maybe 8.
Oh, wow.
9. Yeah.
That's more than I thought. Like, it would be less interesting if there were just a couple of you, but if there are 8 people out there, this could get hairy. Like, people could get tackled or
I might be bruised on Monday. Should wear some knee pads, maybe a helmet.
Man alive, be careful, please. Whatever you're doing for Easter, please be careful, for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to J.J. Carafano. I'm interested in his take on the damage to the infrastructure in the U.S. from what happened up in Baltimore. Laura Logan's been reporting at length on what she's hearing behind the scenes from intelligence officials who have worried about something like this being intentional for years. There's no evidence so far this one is necessarily, but she says they are still investigating that possibility. And I don't know if Jim's got some thoughts on that or not. I know that it's going to impact infrastructure, maybe security in some cases. So we'll get his take on it about 7:20. And David Dustin joins me at the bottom of the hour. I know you probably don't know David. He is a certified fiduciary. But the point here is new inflation numbers are coming out this morning. I don't know if you've seen, I don't think they're out yet. I think they come out at maybe 7:30 our time. And we're looking at rising inflation. You might have heard Charles Payne talk about this the other day on the show. He's like, they're still talking about cutting rates, but inflation is inching back up. That is the worst thing they can do. And if they're doing it for politics, then you're gonna. He said, I disagree with it. I don't think they should do that. And what impact is it having on you? Who do you know that's retired that had to go back into the workforce because so many prices have gone up? Apparently that's a thing right now. And we're going to talk to David Dustin about it coming up here at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that for sure. Right now, I want to get to our top stories, though. Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The Democrats are going to have all the money you can see and the money that you can't see or can't track. But I think Trump will have enough.
Yeah, Scott Jennings, who you hear on the Reardon Show sometimes over on CNN, he's a Republican, talking about that $26 million haul by Joe Biden for one event yesterday with a bunch of Hollywood elites.
It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this in.
Meanwhile, instead of fundraising, President Trump was across the street, or down the street, I should say, at the funeral services for a police officer killed in the line of duty.
The only thing that should be equal is opportunities. But what you receive from your level of production is on you.
Stephen A. Smith has said a lot of things I disagree with over the years, but like John Fetterman, he appears to be coming around.
When I was a kid, the Democratic Party was at the lead of fighting for voting rights for every American.
Yeah, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. there. I'll continue to point this out. I honestly believe if he didn't have that stilted speech pattern, which is not his fault, he would be further ahead in the polls. Not necessarily ahead of Trump or Biden, but I think he would have been a more serious contender if it wasn't for that.
I feel bad saying this, but I agree with you.
Well, don't feel bad for agreeing with me. No, but I see your point. Yeah. I feel bad for pointing it out, but I do think there's no way in today's media world that this isn't having an impact. Remember, famously, Kim, and I know you'll remember this from the history books because I wasn't alive yet either, but when Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy did the first televised presidential debate, it made a difference because JFK looked young and dashing and Nixon looked sweaty and nervous. And in the world of media, that matters.
Yep.
And I don't think you can get away from the fact that listening to his voice is distracting. Now, I'm not saying I would support him. I agree with some of his stances on the vaccine issues, but he's still a progressive Democrat on many other issues, as evidenced by his vice presidential pick.
I think what's worrisome for me is how presidential Gavin Newsom looks. He can fool a lot of people. He's a sheep in wolf's clothing.
Until you listen to the words that are coming out
well,
of his mouth.
Well, if you take that
right,
away, though, but if you put him on a debate stage, which he was with Ron DeSantis, but he, and I think Ron DeSantis crushed it, but Gavin Newsom looks presidential, and that matters to quite a few people.
You know what Rush Limbaugh used to refer to Bill Clinton as, don't you? Der Schlickmeister, he called him. And Gavin Newsom reminds me of that so much. You're right about that. Back just for a second to the RFK story, though. He's very angry with the Democratic Party. And he said he's anxious to take on Donald Trump. He doesn't like him, but he wants to do it fair and square, not by trying to take him off the ballot. And he's very disappointed with how his former party is handling this. Go to cut 12.
What's going on? Do you have a plan?
Yeah, they've already filed complaints or actions against us in Hawaii and Nevada, and we expect this in virtually every state. And, you know, Jesse, when I was a kid, the Democratic Party was at the lead of fighting for voting rights for every American. And now the Democratic Party is doing everything it can to disenfranchise people and make sure that people can't vote for who they want to, using litigation against me. And, you know, I'm not a fan of President Trump's, but I want to beat him in a fair fight. I don't want to win because of some scurrilous or spurious legal action against him that takes him off, removes him from the ballot and deprives Americans of the right to vote for somebody they want to vote for. And, you know, the Democratic Party ought to stand for voting rights and encouraging as many people to vote as possible and giving them as many choices. That's what democracy is.
Yeah, he went on to describe it as being like the Soviet Union. Now, I've referred to it as the third world kind of politics when you're locking up your political opponents. But a lot of these Democrats will go on television and referred to Donald Trump or anybody who represents making America great again as fascist. And they are exactly guilty of what they're accusing you of. Locking up your opponents is something they do in Venezuela when they disagree with their political opponent. We don't do that in America, but that's what they're trying to do with Donald Trump. It's why he's leading in the polls in many cases, because people are fed up with it. They see it for exactly what it is. All right, coming up, we're going to continue our coverage of this thing in Baltimore. because it now they've committed $60 million at least. That's a drop in the bucket. That's going to get them started with the cleanup and all of that. Rebuilding this bridge could take years. We'll find out what J.J. Carafano thinks about that from Heritage when we come back.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
Would anybody who knows this terrain, who knows it, and I don't just mean the physical terrain, I mean the cyber terrain and the terrorism terrain and the, you know, and the critical infrastructure terrain and all of that. I mean, I've talked to people whose job after 9/11 was to identify, if you were Al-Qaeda and you wanted to capitalize on that attack, how would you do it? They were the people that came up with the term death by a thousand cuts. And what you're looking at now is exactly what they feared terrorist groups would do to really exploit the advantage that they had after 9/11.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx. Welcome
to the jungle. All right, Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation in here with us this morning. Jim, how are you, my friend?
Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter, my friend.
Happy Good Friday to you as well. Appreciate that. That was Laura Logan, who I played there, who has been on the opposite side of many officials in this bridge collapse by suggesting that intelligence officials are indeed looking at other possible motives for what happened there. Do you have any thoughts on that, Jim? I mean, clearly this is a major blow to at least one port's infrastructure and a lot of critical things that are done in that spot. What's your take on all of this?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, I've known Laura forever, and I've respected a lot of her work. You know, on these things, is it's easy to have theories and stuff, but, you know, honestly, it's you have to go with the most obvious answer. If that was what the other supports, until something different. So, you know, for example, when COVID broke out, you know, I didn't question that there could have been a natural origin for COVID if it fit all the data. Now, subsequently to that, lots of evidence to suggest that it leaked from the lab,
right?
And the Chinese covered that up. Okay, but you go with what you know at the time. I think on this one, all the evidence that we actually have in place suggests that it was, you know, what we've heard so far, that the ship power failed, and these things are big and massive. And last time I checked, Einstein was right. F equals MA. When it hit the bridge, it was going to go down. There's a couple of lessons here, right? One is, what's the difference between this and an ISIS team getting on board, killing the crew, and letting the ship run into the bridge? And the answer is nothing. So, you know, we treat terrorist attacks differently because it's because of the malicious intent.
Right.
But why are we leaving ourselves wide open to a terrorist attack? And we know these kind of terrible things can happen. If this had been a terrorist attack, this would have been, you know, the next 9/11. The other thing is, you know, these ports and these things are really, really critical. I mean, we are lucky as a country that we have multiple ports and stuff. But again, we do stupid things. Like, yeah, you know, we put all this Chinese infrastructure in these ports so they know exactly what's going on. So
yeah,
we're not serious about national security. And I do think this reminds us of that.
Well, it's a good point. I mean, in this particular case, I don't know what your experience is in port security. But
a lot.
Yeah. So are these ships just, I thought they all had to have like a port master or someone deal with them and guide them in when they came into port. This clearly was happening in the middle of the night. Is that normal?
Yeah. So we did have a pilot on board. But again, the problem was, to the evidence we have now, is that the ship lost power. And it also appears that they did all the corrective measures that you would do. So they shifted the rudder, right, to try to steer it, but you're not under power, so that's not going to be helpful. They dropped the anchors to slow it. Again, not really going to be helpful. The currents in that part are very, very strong. And the most important thing they did was they alerted authorities, and so law enforcement was able to shut down the bridge pretty quickly, and that really minimized the loss of life. Look, I think it was an accident. I think it was a reminder of you know, how serious we need to take this stuff. So, you know, I go back, I could have said this before this story ever happened, right? 20, you know, plus years ago when 9/11 happened, and we said we need to protect this country from malicious terrorist attacks because we are an open, free society, lots of easy targets, right? And we spent 20 years investing in making sure there wouldn't be another 9/11. And under Joe Biden, I'm not trying to make this political, but the reality is under Joe Biden, we spent 3 years demobilizing all the infrastructure that we put in place to protect us from terrorist attacks. And remember what's happening today. You know, when Trump took office, he killed ISIS dead. There was no ISIS infrastructure anywhere in the world. It blossomed under Barack Obama. Trump killed it. And now we know it's back.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know where it goes from here, but I'm sure they're going to hopefully they're going to take a look at that with the critical eye. I just learned that they're in the background of all of this. The international maritime workers are on the verge of a strike of all East Coast ports. So if that happens, that's just going to exacerbate whatever this problem is.
Well, yeah, that's true, because that port's probably going to be closed for a while because, you know, again, you basically have to cut the bridge up because it's too big to move and drag all those pieces out of the way and then drag the ship out of the way before you can reopen the port. And that's, you know, anything from days to weeks.
Wow. Well, shocking and good. I'm happy we had you on here. It was good timing this morning. I've been anxious to get your take on all of this, and hopefully they're taking a more critical view of ports all over the place in light of what happened here. It seems like it'd be pretty easy to do what they did if they had ill intent.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. And this is the whole thing is, you know, we used to have, I know we're running out of time, but we used to have these debates like, are they going to do a dirty bomb or like, a, you know, 9/11 or whatever. And my answer is don't focus on that because there are too many targets in America to protect them all. Focus on the bad guys and stopping the bad guys before they get there.
Mm-hmm.
We're always going to have natural accidents, tornadoes, disasters, and that kind of stuff. But the terrorist stuff we can stop. We spent 3 years making sure we are supremely and exquisitely prepared not to stop the next terrorist attack.
Wow. Jim, great information as always, my friend. Have a happy Easter.
You too, my friend.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Indeed.
Yep. J.J. Carafano, Heritage Foundation, National Security and Foreign Policy Expert. Coming up, how many retirees do you know that have had to go back to work in the last year or two? We're going to talk to David Dustin, owner of the Money Works Group, coming up in just a minute. All right, so the Commerce Department just released some PCE core inflation numbers today that apparently the market's been keeping a close eye on here. It looks like it's up 2.8%. And that's about what was expected for inflation year over year. I don't know what it's going to do to the market. Fortunately for us, we happen to have David Dustin on the phone right now, who's with the Money Works Group and host of the Money Works Show, and he's a certified financial fiduciary. David, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great.
Yes, sir. Any thoughts on these inflation numbers that came out just a few minutes ago?
You know, it means that we still have some inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's probably slowing down right now versus last year and year before. But nonetheless, you know, there's retirees that, you know, need that money every month to make ends meet, and prices are still rising a little bit here and there. We'll see how things pan out this year.
So I don't know. I don't necessarily understand it completely, although I did go through the Series 7 licensing and all that a few years ago. But it strikes me that what they've tried to do with the Fed is raise interest rates repeatedly to stem inflation. Now inflation seems to be creeping back up just about the time they're talking about cutting interest rates. Any thoughts on that?
You know, if you look at the U.S. National debt clock, you can check that out. If you have a Social Security number and you live in the United States, you probably owe somewhere in the neighborhood of $250,000 to $250,000 right now in terms of the national debt. And that number keeps going up. So, you know, I just don't see where the Fed can lower numbers lower interest rates this year and keep them low. I mean, that's going to come up out of the woodwork again, as long as we still have inflation. You know, you got to, for every action, there's a reaction. And if you don't have an action, it's going to keep doing. So, yeah, they got to go the other direction and keep them higher eventually, or it's just going to be really rough.
David, this is Kim. I know there's been talks of needing to potentially, you know, raise the retirement age with Social Security and things like that. It sounds like people are just deciding to do that on their own just out of necessity because of inflation right now, just the rising costs that we see at say, the grocery store.
Yeah, we have a lot of clients and, you know, friends in the business, and we talk, and a lot of people that do retire, you know, it's fortunately for them, it's a work optional retirement. You know, they've got the money to retire, the funds are there, they've got their Social Security, they've got, you know, their guaranteed retirement. Hopefully you've got guaranteed retirement income in the mix, but you know, if you don't, it's not so optional, and it's a work required retirement for a lot of people.
So,
and having to work and make ends meet is very real for a lot of retirees that are living longer and longer and longer.
Maybe there are people out there who don't know this, but I just happened to have this conversation with somebody the other day who's retired. He's not to full. He retired at 62 or 63, started taking Social Security. He had an offer to go back to work, but it was enough money that he'd have had to pay back like $20,000 to Social Security because he retired early. I don't think a lot of people realize that you have a cap on what you're allowed to earn until you hit full retirement age. It seems to me like that would be a great policy for the federal government to do away with. I mean, once you start taking Social Security, that's pretty much the amount you're going to get unless you get a cost of living increase. But why would you penalize people for going back to work?
Yeah, you know, that you're hitting on a nerve right there. You know, there's a lot of people that they are retired or whatever you, and they've got this Social Security income that they paid into.
Right.
I mean, they didn't have a choice. They paid into it. That money was taken out of their checks and over the years. So they paid into a system that annuitizes a future income for themselves through Social Security. And what's happening is, you know, you're right. If they go out and earn too much, you know, they get told to chase the American dream, even in retirement, and you start chasing it, and here they are nipping at your heels right away, wanting to take money back.
Yeah,
we all know
it's not good, not cool. If you ask me,
we all know inflation is rough. But I've seen surveys. In fact, one of them came out at the end of last year that said, in 2022, almost half of American households had no savings and retirement accounts. So I have to wonder if some of the problem is that people are not saving like they should.
Absolutely. People have not been saving like they should for years. And we're such a instant gratification society when we buy. You know, there's people that go out and buy a new car just because the tires wore out on the first.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of crazy. Now, to me, that I got 185,000 miles on a car that's 15 years old. I don't need a new one. I'd love the car, you know, but gets me point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, that's a great lesson for your clients too, huh?
Oh yeah. You know, just don't go out and buy that Porsche just yet. Just put it off.
Dave Ramsey would approve of that.
Yeah.
Approve of what you're doing, not going out and buying the Porsche.
That's very true. So my perception is that baby boomers, who are the bulk of those retiring right now, were probably better savers than these coming generations, and that does not trend well. If you look down the road, if the people that are in their 30s right now are not saving any money and they're only dependent on Social Security, it's scheduled to run out of money in 10 years. What are they going to do?
Well, you know, who knows what they're going to do. But what is happening is the younger generation is, and we've probably discussed this before recently, the sandwich generation, where we're taking care of our kids. I got a couple of great kids, and I still have my in-laws that we're taking care of. So we feel the squeeze of having to pay to take care of the parent and the children at the same time. And recently there was an article that came out just a few weeks ago about how kids, whether the kid's 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50 years of age, living at home with mom and dad. And I know the teenagers, they need to hang out for a while. But when you've got someone that's a child that's 40 living with you and you're paying some of their expenses because they're not able to be productive enough to take care of themselves at the expense of your future retirement for yourself, there's a reason that when you get on the airplane, they say get the mask on first and then take care of the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a great point. They tell you that every time you crawl on an airplane, and people don't apply it to other places in their life, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, where
you
can
help yourself, or you won't be able to help anybody else.
Yeah, where can people hear your Money Work show?
We're on here in the Dallas area.
Okay.
And we love sharing our strategies and our thoughts, and I speak a lot about financial planning and estate planning and taxation and retirement. Just a really great show that I love. If you'd like to check us out at moneyworksgroup.com, that's yeah. moneyworksgroup.com. We're happy to talk to anyone and see how we can help. And
well,
usually we don't even charge for what we do. So it's great living.
David, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. David Dustin, a lot of common sense. He's right. Take care of your mask first when it drops on the airplane because the door flew off, and then put it on your children's face.
Have you ever seen the movie Failure to Launch?
I don't think
with
so.
Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker.
I don't think I did.
They basically get her to come in and be his girlfriend because the parents are sick and tired of supporting their adult son who won't move out. Support himself, and I bet a lot of parents are feeling the same way.
Yep, I could see that for sure. All right, still ahead, we got some ELO tickets to give away. We are going to talk to Alexis McAdams. We tried to get her because of the problem that could be coming to St. Louis soon, and that is the crunch they're having up there with all of the illegals that are populating Chicago right now. You won't believe the amount of money they're giving away. Your money, tax dollar money, taxpayer money. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Mark Cox on St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
The list goes on and on. I was talking to one of my local shop owners. He owns a barbecue shop here in Southwest Florida. He told me last week the price of meat went up 10%. This is making it incredibly difficult for small business owners, middle-income Americans, working Americans, even poor Americans. I mean, look, if you're wealthy in our country, you can eat, you can deal with the inflation. You'll find a way around it. But for working people in our country, it is a killer, and it's all because of Joe Biden and his reckless spending that he refuses to stop.
Yep, Byron Donalds this morning on with Mornings with Maria Bartiromo. And how do you argue with that? You're feeling it. You're certainly anybody you know who's retired, who is on it. If they're lucky, they're getting a cost of living increase in their retirement. But not all people are getting that. What do you do when prices are up again another 3-4%? And we know that's not a real number. Can we all just be honest with each other? When they tell us that inflation was at 7%, I can tell you personally, I end up doing a lot of the grocery shopping in my house, and I enjoy doing it. And I've watched the prices the last couple of years just skyrocket, mm-hmm. and they haven't gone back down. You can tell me this number today is 2.8%, and that's what they expected year over year. So it's up another 3% from what it was a year ago. That doesn't mean the cost of the roast beef at Schnucks has gone down. That means its rate of increase has slowed, is what that's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still considerably higher than it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Those prices aren't going down. To have the Biden administration try to defend that this is a good trend, that's not good. It's not good for anyone.
I don't think prices are really going to go down much.
They don't. They won't.
And I have to wonder how many more customers like the Walmarts and the Aldi, places like that, have seen in the last couple of years with inflation.
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet.
I read the other day that that Family Dollar, I think it was Family Dollar, it might have been the dollar store, has raised the cap on items. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It was $5. This is not Five Below. This is the dollar store. They're capped. They weren't going to carry anything in the store that cost more than $5 for a long time. They've now raised that to $7.
Yep.
So now, even going to the dollar store, you may be paying as much as $7 for an item, up from $5.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a long time since it's been a dollar. As we talked to Charles Payne about this the other day, this is where these pundits, I think, kind of missed the boat. Because if you're not seeing the canary in the coal mine here, I'll guarantee you business is up at the dollar stores and the Aldis and what are considered sort of discount grocery and retail stores, mm-hmm. because prices have gone up so high everywhere. Maybe they're not quite as high there.
Yeah. Well, wasn't Walmart rolling out that plan where you could essentially charge your food, where you would pay nothing and it's after a certain amount of time you have to pay it back? I don't know if that's already rolled out yet, but that's going to be popular, sadly.
What a horrible idea.
Well, they're going to realize that because certainly people are not going to be paying it back. I mean,
you brought up Dave Ramsey a minute ago.
Yeah.
That guy's head must spin off the top of his shoulders when he hears that, hey, go to Walmart because they'll let you charge your groceries. And you know darn good and well the minute you do it, you won't be able to pay that bill before you have to go back to the store next week and charge more groceries and then more groceries and then more groceries. And suddenly you've got a $3,000 or $4,000 credit line at Walmart that you can't. I'll guarantee the interest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Rate's 30%.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like it's something you're going to continuously enjoy that you're using every day and you're like, yeah, this makes sense. It's like, no, you ate that apple 2 months ago. I don't want to have to pay for it anymore.
Or more than likely those Oreos or whatever it is that you're eating, cookies, snacks, meat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the answer. The answer is for us to get spending under control and try to bring things back to some level of normalcy. I only see that happening one way. In the meantime, please pay no attention to the fact that your president was in New York City yesterday, where he raised $26 million for his reelection campaign with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton in tow, right? The list of possible criminal violations between these three is mounting these days. And across the street, the other guy running for president, Donald Trump, former president, was at the funeral for the New York City police officer who got killed. And I'm told donated a large amount to Tunnels to Towers, which has paid off the mortgage for that family. Now, you tell me who had their priorities in line yesterday. But the mainstream media, the lamestream media, will give him absolutely zero credit for that. Coming up, I think we will give away some ELO tickets in the next hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.